Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally been sliced. It's finally come down. Because when these two children of God merge their spiritual DNAs, it creates a full dwelling place of God by His Spirit. And if you can read the words of Paul in Romans 9, 10, and 11, you can see with what passion, and in Ephesians, the second chapter, Paul had such a passion for these two people of God groups to be one and form the full dwelling place of God by His Spirit. Now, my guest is Eddie James, and I was teasing you a little yesterday to get you to come back, but I can't wait for you to hear this story. Eddie James is provoking me to jealousy, and that's what the Gentile's supposed to do. But he's being equipped. He's being prepared. Literally, he saw a revival break out in his high school. But tell me the story about the Jewish synagogue.
Oh, this is so awesome. So I had no idea, Sid, that there were those of our Jewish, in our Jewish roots that had questions concerning whether Jesus was the Messiah or not. I had no idea. I just knew that they were the people of God, that Jesus was a Jew.
Now, you probably didn't even know any Jewish people, did you?
Never have met one in
okay.
my life. Never knew one at all. And so we were invited to take my gospel choir from my high school during February, which is traditionally known as African-American History Month, Black History Month. So they wanted to have some gospel music be brought into the Jewish synagogue there in Phoenix, Arizona, where I'm from. They wanted to have us introduce some music to them. So I was excited about the opportunity and humbled by it. I said, Lord, You would give me the opportunity to go and minister before the people who are naturally, by birth, they are Your people. And so I was so blown away at the privilege that I fasted and I prayed and I fasted and I prayed. I put my entire choir on a fast. Now, we're talking about sophomores and freshmen. We're talking about seniors and juniors. We're not talking about older people. We're talking about 14, 15, 16, 17-year-olds. We're all fasting and we're all praying that we will love the Jewish people and that we would release to them what God's put in us and that we were humbled that as Gentiles, we would be able to minister before them. So we went, and I can remember taking the bus that the school gave us, and we're praying in the Holy Ghost all the way there because I told them, these are people you don't want to do wrong. The Bible says if we bless the Jewish people, God will bless us. But if we hurt them, we are in great trouble. So we need to go with our full prayer and intercession on. We need to really make sure we do this. And we get there, and Sid, I preach Jesus. I preach the Holy Ghost. I preach the cross. I preach the blood.
This isn't a traditional Jewish synagogue. Did you know what you were doing?
No idea. No idea. Now, coming from a church concept that you don't ever go into another person's church or denomination and preach something that they don't believe in. I won't go into a church that don't believe in tongues and preach that because that would be offensive to that movement. I have to be trusted. So had I known, I probably wouldn't have done this, but I had no idea. I just naturally assumed because there were Jewish people and that Jesus was the Messiah and that Jesus was Jewish, I just naturally assumed that they were all on board. Naturally assumed. They all understood this. So I go in and I'm giving it everything I've got. I mean,
are you praying in tongues too, publicly?
We spoke in tongues. We danced. We shouted. We laid hands.
You laid hands on them?
The whole bit. I'm charismatic as Acts chapter 2 as you can get it. I'm talking about all in. And the whole audience, every single one of them responded to the altar call.
Praise the synagogue? all the Jews in the synagogue responded? What was the altar call to receive Jesus?
Yeah, I opened up an altar call for people to get saved. I said, if you know this Jesus, he's
here. Eddie, never get sophisticated. And never get to the point where you'll never do that again. That's wonderful. I wish every Christian would do that. Go into your synagogues. It's time. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I couldn't resist.
The gravity of what happened until months later. I didn't even realize the gravity. We went in and we were crying. I was so humbled. I was just like, God, I want to do this right. It was a setup. It was a Holy Ghost setup. My ignorance was a Holy Ghost setup. It was God, because when it was all said and done, the rabbis, all of the people that were a part of the synagogue, every single one of them received Jesus as Lord and Savior of their lives. I thought the rabbis and the leaders there, I thought that they were just saying the prayer for the sake of, you know, how sometimes, you know, churches will all join in.
Right.
To help. No, they were receiving Jesus as Lord and Savior of their lives.
Eddie, I can't help but want to hear a song that we're offering with the three music CDs. It's called He's Alive. What's the story behind that song?
Oh, goodness. So we all, I'm sure, familiar with Chuck Pierce, and I was getting ready for ministering with him in Dallas, Texas. And as we're getting ready to minister, this song just came into my spirit like it just hit me. I was actually in a hotel at the time preparing my song list and getting ready and praying as to what God would do. And just it was like a visitation from the Holy Spirit hit me in my hotel room. And this song, He's Alive, just came into my spirit. We sang it that weekend. And it was just absolutely explosive.
Now, in other words, are you telling me this whole song was downloaded to you at that time?
Yes, sir. I didn't have to sit down and try to figure it out, write it out, or anything. The only reason why I even typed it up was so that they can help to, you know, copyright the song. But the moment it came to me, the music, the lyrics, the whole thing, just it was a download into my spirit.
Now, you said it was like a shofar blast. Explain that.
When the song came, I don't know why God does this to me, but I hear trumpets. I hear, really, it's more like the ram's horn, the shofar. I hear that sound. It blasted into my spirit. And when I this was what's interesting, is when I got the download and I heard that in my spirit, when I got to the Chuck Pierce conference, there were people in there that as I sang the song in sound check, they started blasting that same ram's horn sound. That same sound I heard in my hotel, they blasted that at that exact same moment in sound check. We weren't even performing it in service yet. It was just during sound check.
Now, the three CDs we're making available for a gift of $40. You better get these. Let's hear He's Alive.
Slain, he's alive.
place a credit card order for today's offer, call anytime at 1-800-447-2697. That's 1-800-447-2697. Or log on to our website at www.sidroth.org to hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural. Visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. Call 1-800-447-2697. Or log on to our website to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter or materials catalog. I really want to mentor you monthly to walk in the supernatural of God. Log into our website and get information on how you can join our mentoring clubs by becoming Mishpocha or Chalitzim. You can write me at Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. That's Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.